This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Join us Thursday for a conversation with writer Calvin Trillin. His new book is called Feeding Again, a Travelogue of Eating. That's Thursday on Talk of the Nation. This hour, we've been talking about summer kids and reading, and when it comes to picking a book, a child can pick a book to read by him or herself or with a parent, but how about reading with friends? Book clubs are popular with adults, but a book club for kids might be a very good way to introduce them to new books and encourage them to read. With us is Deborah Taylor, a librarian and coordinator of school and student services at the Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore, Maryland. If you're a kid and a member of a book club, or if your child is a book club member, give us a call, 800-989-TALK. Also, don't forget, at the end of the hour, a look at what children's books our listeners think should be a children's literature classic. You can still email your nominees. Our email address is totn@npr.org. And also joining us now is Carol Fitzgerald. She's a founder of KidsReads.com and the president of the Book Report Network. After getting a lot of emails about how to start a book club for kids, she and her editors came up with some suggestions on how to do that. Carol's with us from her office in New York. And Carol, I guess kids like to imitate their parents, but unlike their parents, kids need supervision. Now, the first question I would think is, how much should parents get involved in a book club?
Well, parents, first of all, need to get involved because children, if they're going to gather in one place, need to be driven to and from. So first of all, children need to think about is, how accessible is this going to be? How is it going to work? Where are we going to meet? Are we going to meet at people's homes? And also, unless you have children where somebody's a natural-born leader and going to take over the discussion, oftentimes, depending upon the age of the children, the parents sometimes have to step in and facilitate the group. And we've heard from a number of parents that it's not a mother-daughter or mother-son book club, but they're just sitting there asking the questions and helping propel the discussion along.
Mm-hmm. Is there an ideal number of members?
Well, usually you want somewhere between 8 to 12, just because everybody doesn't show up all the time. And you want to make sure that there's enough group there to make it a good discussion, but if more than 12, you run the risk of everybody not being able to be heard, and that makes it a lot less fun.
Deborah Taylor, the library would seem a natural place for this sort of thing to go on.
Yes, the library is a great place for it to happen. We've had some good experience with a number of our branches where they've had reading clubs or reading circles, they call them.
And do they go well? How many people are in them?
I think it's really good to have a small number because very often kids will feel intimidated if it's a bigger number. So I think between 6 and 12 is probably a good number.
Okay. Carol, how do you decide on a book?
Well, what you want to do is you want to keep this from feeling too much like homework by looking for books that everyone is supposed to read. Instead, you're supposed to look for books that people actually want to read. Now, there are a couple of things you have to think about is, are there going to be only boys in the club? Are there boys and girls? Because interests are different when you're looking for titles. The other thing is, are you going to be a mystery book club? Are you going to read series books? Are you going to read new books that are coming out? Are you going to be the Harry Potter book club and go through all 5 books? And I think that it's really important for a lot of the fun to come out of this is selecting the titles, not just discussing the books. And this is a great place for children to present their favorites to the group to decide what they do want to be reading.
We have an email question from Anne in Oakland, California. A friend of mine started a children's book club in Oakland. The club has been very successful, but one thing she had a problem with was getting boys to join the club. She made an effort to include books that boys would find interesting, but it didn't seem to make a difference. Is there a way to get boys involved? Carol?
Well, the one book that we've been seeing that boys are really excited about, and I have an 8-year-old and a 13-year-old, is Holes by Lewis Socker. Movie just came out, a lot of interest in this book, and I think that also the Harry Potter titles, they are interesting to boys. I mean, you see just as many boys reading those books as girls, and I think that sometimes you just have to look for a title that's going to be of interest to them. I don't think you're going to find them wanting to read The Princess Diaries quite the same way.
I suspect not. Deborah, I wonder if you have any input on that.
Yeah, I actually spoke with one of my colleagues, and he did start a father-son book club, and he found that the boys, when it was fathers and sons, the boys did come, and they had a really good time reading books like Holes and some of the Harry Potter books.
And one of the problems with doing these kinds of book clubs, especially I would think in the summer, Carol, is that, you know, everybody's away. You know, this week you're going to get half the club and next week the other half.
Well, the one thing you have to look at also, though, is during the summer you don't have schoolwork taking up your time. So if you schedule that, you know, some children are already out of school, if you schedule we're all going to be reading the book the second week in July, who's going to be in town, or trying to shuffle the dates around, you actually have more time during the summer than you do during the school year when so many sports activities are actually taking children away and homework assignments.
Now, a lot of these suggestions and these, you know, organizational principles, it seems, are, you know, pretty much the same as adult book clubs. Mm-hmm. Are there any special considerations you have to think about with kids?
I think that you need to think about how you're going to drive the discussion along. A number of publishers, and we have some up on our website at kidsreads.com, have discussion guides available to start the discussion going. How are you going to talk about a book and not make it feel like school? You're going to talk about the plot, the characters. You want to talk about how this book makes you feel. And you want to talk about what the lessons that you're getting out of this book, but not talking about them as lessons, the things that you're learning in this book, how they're applicable to you, what you were feeling as you were reading the book. And sometimes children have a hard time getting that started. I mean, teachers have a hard time getting children started with that in the classroom. But how can you propel that discussion? And sometimes the printed discussion guides might actually be able to get them started.
Deborah, I assume you have sort of a related problem. You want to make sure the library is perceived as a place that's interesting and fun, and again, not just homework.
Yes, and we've had a really good success with a family reading club where the families come for 6 weeks. And we actually use high-quality picture books in our family reading circle. And this way, the folks who are not so able to speak about the text are often able to have a really good reaction to the pictures. And so you can talk a lot about the art as well as the storyline.
Okay, let's get a call. Alice joins us on the line from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from an organization called A Cultural Exchange. We're in Cleveland, and I'm a program coordinator for a book club program for children called Read Baby Read. And we are in over 50 sites in the Cleveland area, something over 3,000 children, grades 1 through 4. We have a variety of multicultural books that we use to get kids excited about reading.
And where do the kids gather?
They gather during the school day. Read Baby Read is integrated into the school day. Teachers and branch libraries of the Cleveland Public Library get involved. And we're also working on starting a community-based initiative where mm-hmm. we'll be in sites like the Cleveland Museum of Art.
So this is a school year-based concept at the moment, anyway.
Exactly. And then when we go into the community base, it's going to become year-round.
I wonder, Deborah Taylor, are you aware of this?
I know that people do try to do as much as they can during the school day mm-hmm. and during the after-school hours to try and get kids to read in this way because it also reinforces what they've learned during the school day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Alice, thanks very much for the call, and good luck with the project.
Thank you very much.
And we're discussing the idea of how to start children's books clubs, and our telephone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. Our email address is TOTN@npr.org. And let's go to Lily, who joins us on the line from Hanover, Indiana.
Has a book club going.
Okay.
Lily?
Yes?
Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. I think, unlike our earlier caller from Massachusetts, Lily may have been a little frightened by the opportunity to speak on the radio. But we thank her for her call. I think what she was inquiring about is that she's 7 years old and wants to start a book club. Carol Fitzgerald, might you have any recommendations for her?
7 years old. Trying to think. You know, the Magic Treehouse books are great for kids that age. It's a series of books, and it talks about children at different places. It's a brother and sister, and they travel different places from their treehouse, and they go to different locations. And I think that that's one that children do enjoy, the concept of the brother and sister moving around the country and the different places that they go. Deborah, would you agree?
I think so, too. I also think that, again, to use high-quality picture books or something like Too Many Tamales or Mice and Beans, because at that age, the kids like a lot of humor, and it's really much, it's easier for them to get their friends involved if they realize, think it's going to be something very short.
Well, thank you both very much. We appreciate it. And stay tuned, by the way, because we're going to have the results of the top few candidates for our children's classics literature list in a few minutes, so stay with us for that. Deborah Taylor, thanks very much for your time today.
Glad to do it.
Deborah Taylor is a librarian and coordinator of school and student services at the Enoch Pratt Free Library in Baltimore, Maryland. She was with us from her office in Baltimore. And Carol Fitzgerald, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, Neil.
She's the founder of KidsReads.com and the president of the Book Report Network, and she was with us from her office in New York. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.